I think now it would be a good idea if I described to you a rather typical day in my life. It starts about 9:30, the phone begins to ring merrily away, and it's a combination of publishers ringing up to tell me the songs they have, and or agents asking when their artist's records are coming out, or when the artist should arrive at my place to make the recording, and well, various other things. As a rule, most days I have some form of recording to do. We'll say today I'm going to make a record with a new artist. It's been brought round to me and I feel has potential. I've auditioned for him and he has a different sound and voice, and I feel has the sort of looks that could appeal to the public. And I've decided to make a record with him. He signed his contract, which is for 1 year with an option for further two. And the musicians are beginning to arrive. On this occasion, I'm using the Outlaws as the basic rhythm group, and mainly because they're top-rate musicians and got to know exactly what I want in the studio. Well, the artist has his microphone, a 47, in the corner of the studio, screened off from the rest of the musicians, and he can sing his heart out without anybody taking any notice of him. He's gone on to a separate track. The bass is fed in direct. The guitars have microphones in front of their amplifiers. The drums have about two or three microphones sometimes placed around it. And each musician has been given the chord sequence for the song, or has been listening to a record downstairs on my player and have dotted down the chords and things. And then we go ahead and we record until I have a very good track. I'm not worried about whether the artist is singing in tune or phrasing properly. I have a very good rhythm track. And for the A side, and we do the same for the B side. And then that's all for the rhythm group. Off they go. And I then dub the artist's voice on again. I listen to the tracks we've already got. Sometimes these are good enough. But as a rule, he wears earphones and the tracks played back to him, and it's dubbed onto my TR-51. So we have voice and rhythm tracks. It's during this recording that I produce the artist, and this possibly is one of the most important things in making a pop record, to make him sound new, a new voice, different phrasing, to bring out the personality onto the record. When this is done, I phone up Ivor Raymond, who I think is a brilliant arranger and I use for most of my recordings, and tell him that I would like him to come along and listen to some tracks I've got. By this time, I have about three records for him to arrange for. He comes along and we play them over. I describe what I would like here, there, and the type of sound I want. He goes away with the tracks and the voice and arranges for it. Sometimes we use four strings, never anymore, four violins, say a French horn and a harp, and sometimes it would require three girls. Well, he phones me up in a couple of days and tells me that it's ready, that he's arranged it, and I can book, can he book the musicians? I say okay, and we fix up a time that's convenient for both of us. And they all arrive on the scene. Now, when I first started recording here, I used to get a lot of leg calls from these musicians who are top musicians and often are playing in Mandelbaum's orchestra, and classical orchestras, and well, are really the cream of the musicians. And they used to come in and they used to look around and say, "Well, where do you want me? Am I supposed to be in the bathroom?" But after they've heard a playback, I don't usually get any more criticism. They realize the presence there is on their instruments and that they've really got to be on form, otherwise it will show up in the recording. The method I use for recording strings is to have the microphone pretty close to them. The four of them sit two opposite each other. And then the signal I delay with the head of the vortexes and feed this back in again, which adds a reflection, which in a way gives you 8 strings. And on this I put my echo chamber sound and also some of my electronic echo. And this way I seem to get a very big string sound and a very commercial sound. The other instruments are recorded pretty ordinary, really. I do add quite a lot of top sometimes to the harp and a lot of echo, of course, to the French horn. Anyway, after I finished, I've ended up by dubbing from my TR-51 onto my twin track machine, my Lyre. I have the extra orchestra on one side and the voice and the track on the other. And that's all I do with my premises. I then edit out the best takes, go along to IBC and mold them together. Then at the same time, they cut me an acetate, which is sent along to the major record company, say it's EMI. This I usually do about Friday. On the Monday and Tuesday, they have a meeting, and the sales staff and the directors listen to the records and decide what they want to release and the amount of plugs it's given. I'm pretty fortunate as a rule. They phone me up and say, could I send the master tape along if it's coming out in 3 weeks' time? Could they have the biography and photographs of the artist and the label information? Well, all this I give them on the dot because I have nobody working for me, and I keep the information in my head. And of course, this means that less things go wrong, and it's up to me to push that record and try and make it a hit. Quite often also, I've written one of the songs. Then it's, when we have the release date pretty near, I get onto the manager of the artist and different people, and we all go to town to try and plug it and make the public want to buy it. I have quite a lot of art and sound to me. In the last year, I've made over 60 hit records in the studio. I made the John Layton hits, Johnny Remember Me, Wild Wind, and the Mike Berry tribute to Buddy Holly. Then, of course, there was the Moon Trekkers, Night of the Vampire, and Danny Rivers' Can't You Hear My Heart, Ian Gregory's Can't You Hear the Beat of a Broken Heart. And then, of course, up came Telstar. And at this moment, just gone into the charts, is Peter J. and the Jaywalkers doing Can Can 62. So altogether, that's about 8 hits I've had, which when you come to consider it comes out of a small bedroom, well, it makes you wonder why all this money is spent on these great big studios that look marvellous, but quite often don't really produce the results. I've always said that it's not what you got, it's the way that you use it. I have developed a recording technique to suit myself. Nobody really tells me what to do. They never used to when I recorded for Phillips and Pye. I used to produce the sound that suited my mind. And this is what I do today. And quite often after I've made a recording with an artist, I'll put a long face and I'll say, ooh, is my voice forward enough? Or, ooh, I don't like the sound of that. But this just falls off my back. I just ignore it because, if I listen to those people, I possibly would produce some pretty dreary records with all voice and no backing. And, it's very difficult thing to say exactly what makes a hit record. Because I've come up with quite a few, I'd be rather silly to listen to other people and change it and keep on the same line that I'm going. There are some things that I would like very much from my studio. I would like a decent compressor and a really good curve bender. But these things cost a lot of money. I think the companies make quite a lot of money, but I'm sure it's also there to have these things. And then one day I'm going to take all of the gear out of the control room and build it all again neatly, and I'll get my Ampex dubbing machine, and I think then my recordings will be possibly cleaner, and because through the process of dubbing it three times onto a machine that I don't really think is right up to standard, that's the TR-51, you tend to add a little fuzziness and a certain amount of loss each time. As a matter of fact, with my dubbing, it seems to add top and lose the bass register. Well, anyway, I think that's about all I can describe in my studio. Thank you once again for giving me this opportunity, and if there is anything else I can help you with, please let me know.